In last Thursday's meeting, LKSD board members thanked its teachers for continuing to educate kids during school closures. However, some board members, like former teacher Michael Husa, had harsh words for the paper packets of work that have replaced instruction for many students.
We're destroying young men and women and their ability and their desire to want to be part of school.
He said his granddaughter, who received a month's worth of paperwork packets, had a meltdown.
She's 11 years old. She told me she was ready to drop out because she was tired of it.
Superintendent Dan Walker thanked board member Husa for his comments. And he says he sympathizes with the kids overwhelmed and unmotivated by packets.
I get it, totally.
Walker explained that packets are useful for teachers to have material they can grade. That may become less necessary after the school board voted last Thursday to make all credit-bearing classes pass-fail this semester. Walker agrees that paper packets are not the best way to teach.
It's really hard in this mode of delivery to provide new instruction. So new concepts, new things like that.
The State Department of Education and Early Development tried to help. On March 31st, it announced Alaska statewide virtual school, where students can access coursework online. Walker says that'd be useful if students could get online.
It's just a showstopper for us. It's a non-starter. We can't access it except on an incredibly limited basis.
In rural Alaska, many homes don't have internet access. A few weeks ago, regional internet service provider GCI announced it would offer free internet to all K-12 students. But Walker says that offer has fallen short.
None of us were prepared for this, and neither was GCI. And the challenge that we're finding right now is that GCI has run out of all of their equipment.
He says households without internet have not been able to obtain a cable modem to set up their free internet.
There's a huge, huge digital divide still in rural America and certainly in rural Alaska. Frankly, the government needs to step in and encourage the build-out of infrastructure so we're not caught in these situations.
Still, the superintendent says he has been heartened to see some of the creative solutions teachers are using. At one school, he says teachers from their own homes are making a video of themselves reading the same book.
That had these teachers acting out the characters in the book.
For students without internet, Walker says the teachers use Bluetooth to drop the videos directly onto students' computers.
And as we encourage people to really look at project-based sorts of activities for kids, I think we'll get better.
He says many teachers have already moved to project-based learning. Walker estimated that 2 weeks ago, 75% of teachers were using packets. Now he thinks it's moved closer to 50-50, packets versus project-based learning. He says a way to shift the numbers further is to keep highlighting the successful ways teachers are circumventing classrooms to reach their students. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.